بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salaam and salam be upon the Prophet and the believers of his noble family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Then Allah mentioned a great verse here also in this surah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوًا أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And of mankind is he who purchases the idle talk to mislead men from the path of Allah without knowledge, and takes it by way of mockery. For such there will be a humiliating torment in the hellfire. These are the deprived ones, the losers. They purchase the idle talk, the talk which busies the heart in anything but the useful things, in the things which turn away good and replaced by heedlessness. Included in this idle talk is every haram saying and action, and every falsehood, and every meaningless statements and vain talk, and the false argumentations. And from backbiting, from lying, from insults, and from music, and from the musical instruments of the devil. Here, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he swore by Allah when he said, when he recited this verse, the meaning of which, and of mankind is he who purchases idle talk. He said this idle talk, والله الذي لا إله إلا هو, by Allah whom there is no God except through God except him, that this is idle talk, is al-ghina, singing. So they purchase this idle talk to mislead men from the path of Allah without knowledge. So after he himself fell into misguidance, now he wants to turn others into misguidance, mislead from the path of Allah. Filled his heart with all these idle talks, and now he wants to take it to others, to mislead from the path of Allah, from the path of Allah without knowledge. And he cannot attain this until he mocks at the verses of the Quran. And in the one who brought them. In the next verse, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا وَلَّى مُسْتَكْبِرًا كَأَنْ لَمْ يَسْمَعْهَا كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرًا فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And when our verses of the Quran are recited to such a one, he turns away in pride, as if he heard them not, as if they were deafness in his ear, so announced to him a painful torment. What in comparison? This is the announced to him, give him the news of a painful torment, the one qualified with all these descriptions, arrogance, mockery, heedlessness. Announce to him this, and in comparison to the believers and to the ones who do righteousness, in the next verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, give them the glad tidings, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ النَّعِيمِ. Verily those who believe in Tawheed and do righteous good deeds, for them are gardens of delight. Verse number 8. Giving them, announcing to them, telling them the recompense for what they already had put forward from the good deeds and the belief in Tawheed. And this is the promise of Allah, assured in the next verse, خالدين فيها, they will live there forever in the gardens of delight. وعد الله حقا, it is a promise of Allah in truth. وهو العزيز الحكيم, he is the almighty, all wise. Qualified with the perfect might, qualified with the perfect wisdom. And from his might and from his wisdom, look how both are linked. And وفق من وفق, that he led to success whomever he led to success. And وخذل من خذل, and he humiliated whomever he wished in accordance with his justice and his wisdom as entailed by his knowledge and wisdom. This fits into guidance, he will take it. Then he describes himself subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse. Speaks of his rububiyya, of his lordship. In verse 10, خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا, he has created the heavens without any pillars that you see. This is of his signs. And has set on the earth, وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ, and has set on earth fair mountains lest it should shake with you. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّ, and he has scattered therein moving, living creatures of all kinds. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, all of this, all of us need this rain now, the creatures and everything. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ, and we send down water, rain from the sky, and we cause plants of every goodly kind thing to grow therein. خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ, seven heavens, vast, strong, dense, high, without any column, all by the might of Allah and His power subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then set on the earth fair mountains in all of its corners lest it should shake with you. So these are stabilizing forces to the earth. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّ, in this vast land, from all kinds of creatures, all subservient to man and to the offspring of Adam, and for their own benefits, knowing that it needs provisions, all these creatures. So he sent down the rain, blessed. And there, from every cause plants, we cause plants of every goodly kind to grow therein. Then he said, هذا خلق الله, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله, هذا خلق الله, this is the creation of Allah. Meaning, the lofty and the lower one, the lofty and the lower one, this is the creation of Allah, the lofty and the lower one, inanimate, all, خلق, هذا خلق الله, وحده لا شريك له, alone, no partner. All attest to this, even you mushriks know that Allah is the creator. And they knew this very well. فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه. So this is the creation of Allah, so show me that which these whom you worship besides Allah have created. Show me. Those whom you had set as partners with Allah, you involve them and you worship them. This entails that they should have a creation like Allah's creation and provisions like His. If they do, if they have anything of that, then show me. So that your claim becomes substantiated. It is known that they are unable to show anything of that. Because they attested that every part of this creation is the creation of Allah, they knew that. And therefore this proves their inability to substantiate their claim that it deserves any kind of worship. And this is establishing evidence against them. And therefore their worship of these idols, of their worship of these images, their worship of these partners whom they invoke besides Allah, is it due to ignorance and misguidance. And that's why he said right afterwards, بَلِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Those who don't believe in Tawheed are in plain error. Why? Because they are worshipping that which possess no ability to create. Itself is created. Possess no ability to give life, nor to cause death. And they have left the one who created everything. Then in the next verse, now Allah begins to tell about His righteous slave, Luqman, that Allah bestowed upon Luqman al-hikmah and the righteous understanding. When He said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنْ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. And indeed we bestowed upon Luqman the hikmah, the wisdom and religious understanding. And this is the knowledge concerning the truth in wisdom. And knowing the wisdoms behind the rulings. And when Allah bestowed this upon him, He commanded him to give thanks. So that whatever Allah gave him be blessed. That's why He told him, أَنُشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. And He told him that the gratitude, offering this to Allah, giving thanks to Allah, brings benefit on himself, on Luqman. And whoever disdains and does not give thanks to Allah, then consequences of that is going to befall him. He is going to be responsible. Because Allah is free of all that. Was Luqman a prophet or a righteous man? Allah didn't tell about him except that He gave him the hikmah, the wisdom and the good understanding. Then, in the next verse, the story of Luqman with his son. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ. And remember when Luqman said to his son when he was advising him, O my son, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. And remember when Luqman said to his son, when he was advising him, O my son, لا تشرك بالله. Join not in worship others with Allah. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Verily, shirk is a great wrong, injustice, indeed. He admonished him, forbade him to indulge in shirk, and making it clear to him the reason why. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Verily, joining others in worship with Allah is a great ظلم, great injustice, wrong. Why is it is the greatest wrong? There isn't anything more wicked and more ugly from the one who equates the created, who is created from dust, equates him to the one who possesses him and possesses the whole universe. Equating the one who possesses nothing, me and you, with the one who possesses everything. Equating the deficient who is in need with the one who is most perfect, free of all wants. equating the one who cannot bestow any favor with the one whose favors from the deen, from the Islam, for in their lives, in their last law, in their ends, in their hearts, in their physical nature, in what supports them, favors from him. فَهَلْ أَعْظَمُ مِنْ هَذَا الظُّلْمِ. Is there anything more wrong than this? And is there anything greater ظلم more than the one or more than the thing done by this creature whom Allah created to worship him alone, and then he took himself, this honored self which Allah created, and put it in the most despicable level. جعلها عابدة, made it worship لمن لا يسوي شيئا. Worshipping a thing or someone who is nothing. And so therefore he wronged himself, this great wrong. So after that, when he commanded him to fulfill the rights of his creator Allah upon him, then he commanded him to give the rights and fulfill the rights of his parents. Then he said in the next verse, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنُشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. And when we have enjoined on man to be dutiful and good to his parents, and we can ask him on the day of resurrection regarding this, did he preserve their rights? Did he enjoin? Give thanks to me and to your parents. Give thanks to me, worship me alone. Give me my rights. And don't abuse my favor on you by going and resorting to sin and disobedient acts. And for your parents, be good with good words, good action, humbleness, honoring them, revering them, supporting them, keeping away from insulting them. After this admonition, he reminded him, unto me is the final destination. So you're going to return to the one who admonished you, O man, and who assigned these matters to you. Did you fulfill them? Or did you neglect them? And therefore, in each case there will be the proper recompense. Then he mentioned the cause entailing being good to the parents in respect to the mother. When he mentioned, وَحَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. His mother bore him in weakness and hardship continuously, from the time of the mixed sexual discharge state, and the weaknesses and the illnesses accompanying that, and the burden and the heavy load and changes of conditions almost daily, then the pain of delivery and so forth. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَمَيْنِ. And his weaning is in 2 years, while he is still under his mother's care. So isn't it fitting, the one who bore all of these difficulties with great love, isn't it fitting that for the father to admonish his son to be good to them? Then he reminded him of a very fine and delicate matter, so that he doesn't forget about his earlier commitment not to commit shirk. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ, however, but if they both, the next verse, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, then be aware, it's not from being good to them if you comply, if they both strive with you to make you join in worship with me others that of which you have no knowledge. Don't think that this is, if you know you must obey them, that this falls under being good to them. No, this matter, la, this is the right of Allah. It supersedes any other right, and there is no obedience to the created being in that which is disobedience to Allah. And listen how he told him, but if they both strive with you to make you join in worship with me others that of which you have not, then obey them not. He didn't say be bad to them, he said obey them not, meaning don't obey them in that shirk. As to your righteousness towards them, good dealing with them, in other than this, continue. And that's why he said at the end, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, but behave with them in this worldly matters, in this world, kindly. However, following them while they are in a state of kufr, of disbelief, and ma'asi and disobedience, la, لَا تَتَّبِعْهُمَا, don't follow them. Rather, look at this. Rather, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, rather follow the path of him who turns to me in repentance and in obedience. Who are they? They are the believers in Allah, in his angels, in his books, in his messengers, the submissive ones to their Lord, those who turn to him in repentance. Following them, all of you, ثم إلي مرجعكم, the obedient and the disobedient, all of you will return. فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون, and I shall tell you that which you used to do. So we'll reward you for all of your belief, and there will be recompense for their kufr. Then he reminds him that you should be watchful of Allah, acting in obedience to the best of your ability, and then watchful, and give the warning concerning the bad actions. There where he said afterwards, in verse 16, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير. O my son, if it be anything equal to the weight of a grain of mustard seed, and though it be in a rock, you see, he told everyone will return to me, right? He is reminding them, O my son, if it be anything equal to the weight of a grain of mustard seed, and though it be in a rock or in the heavens or in the earth, Allah will bring it forth. Verily Allah is Latif al-Habir, subtle in bringing out the grain, well aware of its place. Nothing escapes his knowledge. So where you people are going to hide? Nothing will help you if it's equal to the weight of a grain of mustard seed, and though it be in a rock, or in the heavens, or in the earth, Allah will bring it forth. يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, 17. Why? Because it is the greatest physical worship. يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, O my son, 17 establish, O my son, establish the prayers and وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Enjoin people for ma'ruf, for tawheed, and for people, for forbid people from munkar, from shirk and kufr of all of its kinds, and evils and bad things. And enjoining what is right cannot be except in that which is right. Enjoining what is right cannot be except through the right way. And forbidding what is munkar must be with in a good way, with clemency and perseverance. Wasbir, be patient in that which you command to change. Either way, you have to be patient. Wasbir ala ma asabak, and bear with patience whatever befall you, because this road of enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong is not easy. It requires patience. And it requires also ilm, knowledge. You have to know that this matter which you are enjoining, you have to know, is it munkar that you are trying to forbid? Is it, when you are trying to enjoin, is it ma'ruf, is it good? And when you try to forbid, is it munkar? Is it wrong? Before you attempt to do anyone, anything, I mean. And since Allah knew that this road is difficult, He admonished him, be patient. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. These are some of the important commandments ordered by Allah with no exception. So don't be arrogant. Then comes 18 in the process. وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. And tear not your face away from men with pride, nor walk in insolence through the earth. Verily Allah likes not each arrogant booster. So don't be haughty, and don't walk the earth, walk yani in insolence through the earth, forgetting Allah's favor upon you, feeling this false pride in yourself, because indeed Allah likes not each arrogant booster. وَقْصُدْ فِي مَشِّكَ. Next verse. And be moderate, or show no insolence in your walking. And lower your voice. وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. And lower your voice. Verily the harshest of all voices is the voice, the braying of the ass. And had there been any benefit in raising the voices in harsh ways, this would not have been specific and particular to the ass, which you know of its despicability and dumbness. These admonitions which Luqman admonished his son with comprises the mother of wisdom. So he commanded him first with the origin, with the essence of the deen. وَهُوَ التَّوْحِيد. And that is tawheed. And forbade him the shirk, and admonished him to what to the things that lead to abandoning the shirk, and commanded him to be righteous to his parents and the means to do that, and to be grateful to them, and be grateful before that to Allah, and that be good to them as long as they don't command you to do wrong. And even so, don't sever the relations with them, but rather be good to them. And then he warned him so as to be mindful of Allah and watchful, and that nothing escapes him subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one acquainted with all things. And commanded him not to be arrogant and be humble, and to behave with dignity and walk with dignity. And commanded him to enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and to establish the salah and be patient, patience which will make things easier and tolerable. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with respect to the salah, he made it a means that goes with patience. قَالَ تَعَالَى وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, and seek help through الصبر, patience, and salah. So therefore, the one who gave these admonitions is as Allah described him, qualified with wisdom. That which Allah bestowed upon him, upon his father, Luqman. Inshallah, tomorrow we can continue the explanation of this great surah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make of these admonitions a benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.